You will listen to a lecture describing skills for a productive workshop. Listen to the lecture and answer questions 1 to 8. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Listen and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good afternoon. So in the first half of today's session, we've already discussed the prerequisites for a productive workshop. Let me summarize the features once again for you. And I would like you to jot them down for future reference. First, as with every other task, it's important to be clear about the objectives of your workshop. If that is clear, it will help you identify potential participants, organize your contents, make the schedule, and plan the budget for components, venue, and other requirements, such as giveaways for participants. Now, let's get to the actual task, conducting the workshop. To feel confident within and to show it in your body language and with your commanding presence, be there first. Getting there ahead of the participants puts you at ease and also gives you time to arrange all necessary tools, such as the projector, laptop, and even to go through your notes. It also gives you the chance to interact informally with the participants as they arrive, thus building a rapport for the session. A game or an activity to break the ice can be an exciting way to begin the session. Although it's a conventional method, it has not lost its charm. If you have the time, you can give each participant a chance for self-introduction along with a brief description of what they do. When you introduce yourself, which can be done first or later, speak with passion about yourself and your work. Mention the day's schedule, making sure you stick to it, and assure them of useful takeaways throughout the session.
Before you listen to the rest of the lecture, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 8. Now, answer question 6 to 8.
As you deliver the contents for each session, which is usually 2 hours long, make sure you keep the audience engaged. Do not do all the talking in the room. Your speech and presentation may be engaging before lunch or in the first part of your workshop, but participants tend to lose interest in the post-lunch sessions or the second half. So be prepared to modify your plan if you realize your audience wants a break or a lighter session. These are to be taken care of while planning the contents before the workshop. Another essential aspect to be taken care of is housekeeping. Please ensure that the selected venue has functioning facilities, such as a clean washroom, air conditioning or heating as required, fire safety, hygienic restroom facilities, emergency exits, refreshments, and lunch or dinner arrangements. And one last important point is to establish some ground rules, such as mutual respect amongst participants, confidentiality, acceptance of differing viewpoints, accepting and putting forward constructive challenges, being present and attentive, punctuality, feeling responsible for learning, and fair participation. Write these ground rules on the whiteboard or the screen for reference or clarification if and when required.